Simon & Schuster Audio presents Fire with Fire by Jenny Hahn and Siobhan Vivian. Read by Madeline Mabee, Joy Osmansky, and Rebecca Ross.
Lilia. I couldn't decide what to wear. At first, I thought casual, like jeans and a button-down. Then I thought, no, in case his parents are there, I should wear a dress, something somber like my gray scoop neck with the skinny belt. Then that looked too much like a funeral outfit, so I tried a marigold silk shirt dress, but that looked too spring, too cheerful. The elevator doors ding open, and I step out into the hallway. It's early Monday morning, an hour before school starts. I'm carrying a wicker basket of freshly baked chocolate chunk cookies and a get-well card covered in pink and red lipsticked lips. I'm wearing a navy turtleneck sweater and a camel-colored miniskirt, cream tights, brown suede ankle booties with a high heel. I curled my hair and did it halfway up, halfway down. Fingers crossed, I don't look as guilty as I feel. At least it wasn't as bad as it could have been. That's what I keep telling myself. It certainly looked bad that night. It looked horrible. Watching Reeve fall off the stage and onto the gym floor in a twisted heap, it's something I'll never forget. But there was no spinal damage, just some bruising and soreness. His only injury was a broken fibula, which I know isn't great. He would have been released sooner if not for the hospital running a bunch of tests to make sure Reeve hadn't suffered a seizure. As far as I know, they didn't test him for drugs. I was sure they would, but Kat was pretty confident they wouldn't bother with someone like Reeve, an athlete. So no one knows about the ecstasy that I slipped in his drink. Reeve won't be suspended, and I won't be going to jail. He's supposed to be discharged today. I guess we both got off easy. Now we go back to our normal lives, whatever that means. After everything that's happened this year, I don't know if I'll ever feel normal again, or if I even want to. It's like there was the before Lilia, and now there's the after Lilia. The before Lilia didn't have a care in the world. She didn't have a clue. Before Lilia couldn't have handled any of this. She wouldn't have known what to do with herself. I'm a lot tougher now. Not so soft and lily white. I've been through things. I've seen things. I'm not the girl on the beach anymore. That all changed the moment we met those guys. I used to be scared of leaving Jar Island, of being so far away from my family and my friends. But now I think about how when I go to college next year, no one there will know before Lilia or after Lilia. I'll just be Lilia. The woman at the reception desk smiles at me and asks, "Are you here to see our celebrity football player?" I smile back and nod. He's at the end of the hall. "Thank you," I say. Then I ask, "Is anybody here with him?" "That cute little brunette," the woman says with a wink. Rennie. I don't think she's left his side since Saturday night. I've called her twice, but she hasn't called me back. She's probably still annoyed with me for getting homecoming queen over her. I make my way down the hall, clutching my basket and the card. I hate hospitals. I always have. The fluorescent lights, the smells. When I was little, I would try and hold my breath for as long as I possibly could. I'm good at holding my breath now, but I don't play the game anymore. The closer I get to his room, the faster my heart beats. All I can hear is the sound of it beating and the clacking of my heels on the linoleum. I'm standing outside his hospital room now. His name is written on the door. It's closed all but a crack. I set my basket down so I can knock, and then I hear Reeve's voice, defiant and husky. "I don't care what the doctors say. There's no way my recovery time is going to be that long. I'm in peak physical condition. I'll be back on the field in no time." She sniffles.
"We'll show them, Reevee."
Someone brushes past me, a nurse.
"Excuse me, hun," she chirps and opens the door wide.